homomorphic encryption computing techniques with overhead reduction. The acronym is HECTR. It's not a household word, even among techies, but HECTR is important, and it's something the intelligence community is seeking for very good reasons. Joining me in studio to explain it all, Dr. Mark Heiligman, Program Manager for HECTR at the Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Activity. Dr. Heiligman, good to have you on.
Thank you for inviting me.
So first of all, let's start with what it is, homomorphic encryption computing techniques. And I guess the important part is we have those, but we don't have them without overhead reduction.
That's right. But let me remind you, going back to high school, what a homomorphism is. Homomorphism is where you like to compute something, but you move it to a different domain to compute it and then move it back. So if you remember how you did logarithms, if you want to multiply two large numbers together, you can take their logarithms. Multiplying is hard, but you can take their logarithms and add them. Adding is a lot easier than multiplying, and then you unlogarithm and you get your answer back. So this is the basic same idea that we're trying to do with homomorphic encryption. We'd like to be able to compute unencrypted data. We know what operations we would want to do before we encrypt the data. We have to move it to the encrypted domain and do some analogous operations over the encrypted domain and then decrypt them. Now, this is very important because with cloud computing, if we outsource computing, if you have your data and you still want to process with it, you'd like to be able to process it somewhere else, perhaps in an untrusted area. So you want to protect it with encryption, but you still want to be able to compute with it. So this is a method for doing that.
Because we've heard a lot about encryption of data at rest and of data in transit, but in that middle is the computing with it, and that's where you're going after.
That's exactly right. And that's the next domain where we have to make some dramatic improvements. So the basic ideas for how to do this were only discovered a few years ago. They're very academic approaches to this, but we've got to take and turn this into something that applications developers can use and not be expert cryptographers. And we have to turn it into something that as an application user, you as a member of the public would like to be able to use this. You want this to be relatively transparent to you. You don't want to have to know about all sorts of methods of encryption or anything like that. You just want it to work. But the advantages that this offers are remarkable in the following sense, because now you have control over not only where your data goes, but what can be done with your data, because you can control the computations on the data, you as the user. So this.
Oh, so in other words, if someone purloins my data and they want to process it some way,
there's nothing
I
they
can prevent that.
There's nothing they can do.
Fill us in for what happens now when you try to compute with encrypted data.
Well, the problem is right now, if you want to do anything other than have your data simply move and be unchanged or simply be at rest and unchanged, if you want to process it, do any computation with it, you have to unencrypt it, do your computation, and re-encrypt it. That opens an enormous attack surface for someone who would act maliciously against you. And quite honestly, you would like to maintain the security of your data at all times. And so that's what the promise of homomorphic encryption really is. Of course, the downside is that right now, the overheads associated with doing this are basically, they're intractable. And so
they slow down your computing too much.
They slow down your computing so much that it becomes unattractive to do it at this point. Our goal is to do two things. It's to, first of all, make it easy to program and to reduce those overheads as well so that you can actually do this stuff and then make it work. Now, this has a huge implication for being able to do certain other things as well. Here's an example. If you have some query and you would like to show that your query is compliant with a policy without revealing the content of your query of what you want to do, you can actually, the person who owns the policy can then actually compute on your query, determine is it compliant with my policy? And if it is, then I can allow this to go forward. But he doesn't learn the content of the query. So you can imagine how this would be very useful in certain kinds of database searches where there are restrictions as to how things can be shared. You can imagine how this would be extremely useful in terms of where your data goes. You can actually can then control what people do with it, and you can agree or disagree with what they do, but you can set a policy. And this is a very flexible approach to doing this. So this offers enormous opportunities that simply weren't there before. Now, the interesting thing is that this requires mathematical techniques that go far beyond the normal public key cryptography world. And what you have to do then is employ these new techniques. There's a whole bevy of them that are out there. but they largely haven't been implemented at the user level. This program will at least move us in that direction. Now, I do need to warn you, this program is a research program. We don't know exactly how to do all of this at the present time. So there's no guarantee we'll absolutely succeed.
We're speaking with Dr. Mark Heiligman, Program Manager for HECTOR at the Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Activity. HECTOR stands for Homomorphic Encryption Computing Techniques with Overhead Reduction. Tell us how the program itself will work. What is it you're seeking from industry?
Well, the program is intended to be a five-year program. We expect to put out a solicitation to academia and industry, and they will apply to us. There are no restrictions. We expect this to be an international program. We look for the best minds wherever they are, and we expect to find a number of them. We expect to find a number of competing approaches out of this, and we'll look at these and try to take the very best that we get coming into the program.
And you said there are a number of techniques for accomplishing this at this point. What is the problem that they haven't been commercialized at this point?
They all have some issues associated with them. Some require a lot of communications back and forth. Some require a lot of internal computation. And there's another aspect of this. If you're outsourcing a computation, you have to verify that it was done correctly. If you hand your computation to somebody else to do, and it's an encrypted computation, how do you know he's not going to defraud you and send you back just garbage? So you have to not only have an encrypted computation, you have to have a verifiable computation as well. Those two things haven't been really put together in the past.
And from what you've seen of the possible solutions out there, are most of them in academic settings, or are there some industrial companies that
They're
have done this also?
All in academic settings at the present time. There are some small companies that are starting to try to commercialize this. There are all limitations on the things that they're trying to commercialize. So we are trying to push the boundaries forward in both the techniques of things that can be done, why they should be done, and how to make them more effective. Now, you know, this also opens up a huge opportunity for being both transparent and protecting privacy at the same time, because you can be transparent about certain things and still keep other pieces of your information private. Imagine computing on your genome, for instance.
From what you've explained, I would think that this is something that industry would want for its own processes and protection. And here it is, the intelligence community, which has obvious requirements for this. I'm just wondering why this hasn't been approached earlier, and why people like Hewlett-Packard, IBM, and the big computing giants haven't really gone after this.
Well, they may, in fact, apply to us for funding in these areas. But I can assure you that this is a long-term problem with a long-term solution. And so our horizon in IARPA for finding solutions is on the 5+ year level. We don't expect to have this as a shrink-wrap piece of software anywhere in the near future. And so with that kind of a research horizon, it's really right down the sort of thing that IARPA would be doing. And it probably doesn't fit well into most of the industrial approaches to this.
So you will be issuing grants to organizations that apply and look promising?
Grants and contracts, yes. That will be the sort of thing that we will be doing. And we expect to see a wide variety of interesting ideas coming to us. And we expect to see some interesting teams forming around this, because this is not just simply a matter of doing some very obscure mathematics. It's a matter of developing programming languages and ways of implementing complicated new data services based on these primitives that have not really been strung together before.
And you have a kickoff coming very soon.
We have a Proposers Day coming up very shortly. Once we have the Proposers Day, we'll issue a broad agency announcement requesting proposals to come into us, and then we will go through a selection process around that.
Dr. Mark Heiligman is Program Manager for HECTOR, that is the Homomorphic Encryption Computing Techniques with Overhead Reduction Program at the Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Activity. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
We'll post a link to more information about that Proposers Day, it's Wednesday, and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.